Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, is there any emergency or priority traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center at 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any Echo Link check-ins. Are there any Echolink stations who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KC2WI Mobile, while I'm still in range, if you can hear me.
Okay, Keith. Have you check in and tell us how your day today was.
KC2WI, not too bad there are things I had to do that I didn't get done yesterday, and if I had, I might have just gotten a car and come back up to Lake Pleasant. It was a nice day. A lot of snow here. I'm on Route 8 in Morehouse somewhere, and looks like there's snowbank swells, not quite as high here, but back a little ways. Funny, he's down more towards the Ohio end there. It was, they were 3-4 feet high on the shaded side of the road. Here they're not so high. But best I can tell, a lot of snow in the woods. Stopped at Jones Road, took a look at the trail. Trail looks real good. So we're going to see what happens if it rains tonight or if it snows or both. And I'm hoping to get a little snowmobiling in tomorrow or Sunday. I might stick around Monday if it's a really crummy, snowy day and not dry. And then stop somewhere around, maybe over to Mosquito Hill or something. But boy, it looks pretty good here. And I'm sure there's some water, but, you know, with some spots on the trail, but it's pretty good. And it was beautiful today, 61 in Glenfield, and I don't know, probably it's almost that warm up here, too. Roads are all clear and all that, of course, but boy, the snowbanks are pretty good. Even on the north side of the road, you know, the sunny side of the road, the snowbanks are still pretty high here, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, we had a little picket fencing there at the end, and we have our snowbanks are about 4 foot as well, and we've got 41 degrees here, so we're not quite up to you, but thanks for joining us, and happy trails. All right, I'm going to pause again for Echolink stations. I'm going to pause for 15 seconds to see if we have any other Echolink people that would like to join us. Alrighty, hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations other than Pete wishing to check in with us? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening.
N2OIQ.
KC2IXV.
KD2AIT.
KA27Z.
WA2U, good evening.
My goodness. Alrighty, we have George, Dan, Lenny, Jeff, Jack, and John. Okay, we'll go to the top. How was your day today, George?
Well, good evening out there, everyone on the net. We got a temperature of 42 degrees here on the mountainside in Watson, and we had a low of 39 overnight and a high of 52 today. And a good amount of sunshine today, making lots of solar electricity, for which I'm very grateful. And I think the way things are going with this new, smaller, more efficient refrigerator, I'm getting in that too. Anyway, I can kick National Grid in the teeth, so to speak, the better I like it. So, not too much else to report, so we'll say God bless, and 73s for now. We'll see if we have any additional snow tomorrow. As I told Jack tonight, the totals here are 86.2 for the season, and the snow is rapidly disappearing, for which I'm not at all sorry. We'll take our last 73s and to PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for stopping in with us. Boy, any time you can kick National Grid in the teeth is kudos to you. So, excellent. Very good. And have a nice holiday. Alrighty, Dan, how was your day today?
Good evening, Kathy, and everyone else on the net this evening. This is N2OIQ here. Well, it wasn't too bad a day. Beautiful day, though. Temperature's really nice. Between 55 and 60, and super day. A lot of sun, and so we spent a little time outside, not a whole lot, but anyway. And the sun, he was born with that today, so we spent a little time out there with him. And so anyway, but it ran really good there yesterday, but today it didn't run that well. I'll just be with the clutch here this evening before dark, and it didn't run that good today. So maybe we need a couple cold days, maybe, which is coming up, and then things will get going again. I won't be on tomorrow night. I go to candlelight service tomorrow night, so that'll be good. So everyone have a happy Easter. I'll see y'all later. And to IQ Clear.
Okay, Dan. We're glad to have you with us, and have a good holiday too. So enjoy your service. All right, Lenny. And how are you doing?
Hi, Kathy. Well, we had a beautiful day here, a lot of snow melting, but somebody tells me the lake ice is 20 inches thick, so it'll be a while breaking up. And I want to really thank you for the broccoli seed you sent. I have stuff starting to grow, and I just planted the broccoli, so that ought to come up pretty soon. I got to grow light here. Things are coming up. I can't wait to get the garden tilled up. So thanks for a nice net. This is KC2IXV.
Okay, Lenny, I'm glad. Yeah, I got to get my grow lights going, too. We got a new one, so it's 4 foot long, so we're going to get a few things started before the snow melts. Alrighty, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Well, good evening. This is KD2AIT. Good to hear everybody out there. See, Dan's got his station fixed up there. Hope he started maybe doing the net on Wednesday. Now that you're all set back up, that'd be great. You sound way better than you did the other day. It was all static. Anyway, for myself, I'm just taking around here online, and just about done with it, actually. And maybe watch a little TV and head off to bed. It was a nice day today. Went out for a walk up on the towpath, and It was nice, though most of the snow was gone. A couple patches here and there. Going to drive up to camp tomorrow and take a walk down the camp road and see if the sun's gotten to it at all. I'd like to think I could get up there maybe, not this weekend, but the next weekend. We'll have to see how the melt progresses. In my yard, I think we've lost almost a foot of snow here, and I'm in the trees here, so got some high hopes, but we'll have to wait and see until we get up there. Anyway, that's all I have to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, you sounded a little bit better. You must have transmitted your bug to me. I've got a real sore throat, so. But have a nice holiday. Alrighty, up next is Jack. Jack, how are you doing today?
Well, things are pretty good down this way, Kathy. I guess all over, actually. It wasn't too bad. We had a low of 42 and a high of 60. Right now, I can't see it from here. We're about 48. So anyways, yeah, I know the weather's supposed to deteriorate for tomorrow and for Easter Sunday and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's the weather around this area. And other than that, don't have much to offer. Just say 7-3's all around. KA2000Z, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Jack, great. Well, wish Carol and a happy Easter, and you have a great one as well. So, all right, up next is WA2U. John.
WA2U. Well, good evening to the assembled multitude and those out there listening. Good to hear Lenny. I haven't heard Lenny in a while. And Dan, wonder where, I don't know, I thought you might have went to Florida or something, but won't be long before those that have gone to Florida will be heading back this way. We saw some geese overhead, so sign of the times. And we mentioned yesterday, we went out on the lake yesterday, and ice was thick out there. It was kind of neat walking around, and ice had settled in different places where we were, thinking that in a few months of be on a pontoon boat about 35 feet above where we were. We didn't go to all parts of the lake, but we did walk across the upper part up here by the West Canada Creek. So, kind of nice, and a lot of snowmobile tracks out there and things of that nature. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful day today. It's hard to believe yesterday. I did put the snowshoes away today, at least my pair. So we did, four of us hiked into camp yesterday, and my friend Mark and I worked on the wood stove and got the stove pipe together, did some insulation, and Kathy and Sandy did some stuff outside, I guess. So it was a great day, and another good day today. We were putting our CDs on shelves and things of that nature. And now I know what a librarian feels like. Ah, boy. You get everything moved around, and then you decide you need more shelf space. You got to move another whole couple of shelves to make. Where do these come from? So, anyways, get ready for tomorrow evening, and listening to our music and our beverages. So looking forward to that. I know it's a big evening for basketball. For those interested, a lot of things going on with that tomorrow. So, and then I guess baseball and Yankees and things start up on Monday. I don't know. Kind of interesting the way the spring flying by here. So I'll be happy, and we got some, I know, warnings as far as water heights and things. I guess the sky went on up. All right, I'll turn it back over to them. Maybe there'll be a few more people joining us. WA2U, have a great weekend.
Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And looking for any further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or any late check-ins at this time? Okay, I don't have a joke for this evening. I'm a little under the weather, but it shall return next week, hoping I'm doing a little bit better, but so hearing no other check-ins, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, George, Dan, Lenny, Jeff, Jack, and John for checking in with us this evening. And I want to thank everyone who listened as well. Everybody have a wonderful holiday. 73. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KC2AIT, N2IQ.
KD2AIT, what's up, Dan?
Yeah, yesterday when I was playing with a thing, I took my SWI and everything, and it seemed to be all right. But I don't know, it was just bad conditions, all day today, it's been doing pretty good, so. But I'll be back on one tonight, yeah.
All right. Well, you got a little bacon frying in the background there, but nothing like you had the other night. It's 100% improvement.
Okay. Well, very good. You have a good night, Jeff. And if I don't talk to you before Easter, you and your family have a nice Easter. And to all white kill clear.
All right. You have a good evening, too. KD2AD clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please. BX, hello Dennis, and hello again to John, WA2U. Thank you all for tuning in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations. Any additional stations for lockdown? Thank you all for tuning in, much appreciated folks. 7-3s to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2,
there is it. N5AOW, if you're still there, Bob, WA2 for a moment. N5AOW, WA2.